So we know the story. Avraham Avinu is the third day of the Mila, is in a lot of pain, but he has more pain that there's no guests. Maybe should make Yechayim Hayayim purposely, so there shouldn't be Matriach Avraham Avinu. But he's Yeshe Pesach Oil. He doesn't care about the heat. He wants them. He needs guests. So the Eibush sees how much is troubling him. So what was the Eibush to do? The Eibush sends three malachim. Can't put the sun back because everybody's going to come. So the Eibush sends three malachim. Why three? Maybe one, two. What's up is three. So Rashi tells him. Echad l'vasra v'sara. One is there to tell the news. The Sara, the Rashi, the Echad l'hafoich es sedoim, to turn over sedoim, the Echad l'rapois es Avram, the other one is there to heal Avram Avinu. So my father, Olam Hashem, was told me a word, B'Shem Rameya Shapiro. He said like this, he has a very good kasha. He says, I understand you have to send a malach to Avram Avinu's house to tell Sara the news. You got to tell the news, she lives over here, you have to tell her the news. I understand you have to send a malach to Avram Avinu's house to heal Avram. That's where you got to go. But why do you have to send the third malach to turn over Sodom to Avram Avinu's house? What's the shaykh?
Why didn't he piss that?
What? Yeah, exactly. Why? You want to go to Sodom? Go to Sodom. You don't want to go? Don't go. Why you have to go to Avram Avinu's house? And Avram Avinu would have been happy with two malachim too. Two guests is also very nice. He doesn't need three guests. He'd be very happy. So what's the point? Why did Eibush send a malach to turn over Sodom to stop over by Avram Avinu? My father said, B'Shem Rameya Shapiro, said over the following words. If you go back a little bit in history, Eibush goes over to Noach, and Eibush says, Hineni mevias hamabo mayim l'shachis kol basa ala oretz. So Rashi, Hineni, what's the Losh Hineni? So Rashi, Hineni maskim l'oysam to those malachim who warned me mo enosh. What in the world do you have to have people for? The Eibush wanted to create man, and Malachim said, you're wasting your time. What you're going to have is a heartache. You don't need this. It's going to cause you aggravation. You're going to have tzaras. Don't make it. The Eibush says, no. You know what? I'm going to make man. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to make man. Come to Doram Abo, Charoin Af. All the way, Me'odah Bad Noyach was Charoinah. And the Eibush said, you know something? They're right. Hineni maskim, lo'oysam to those people that warned me, to those malachim that warned me, mo'enesh kisiskirin. You know, you're right. Out. The Eibush wiped out the world. What happened afterwards? Vayorach Hashem es reyach nechayach. Kup Noyach. And Noyach brings kabbonis to the Eibush. And Eibush is so aroused. He smells the reach nechoyah from the kabbonis. He says, you know what? Loi oisiv oig lekal esa adam abavur adam. No more. I'm not going to destroy the world. Yeah, you know, he ate to leave all the ramanur of let's face the facts. It's not his fault. As he ate to hara, he doesn't mean it. It's not so bad. Yeah, it's hara. I'm not going to destroy the world anymore. That's it. I'm done. Finished. I'll deal with it. Eibush goes over to three malachim. Eibush goes over to Raphael, and Eibush goes over to Michael, and Eibush goes over to Gabriel and says, I have a job for you three. Raphael, you got to go heal Avraham Avinu. Michael, you got to tell Sarah the news. Gabriel, what do you got to do? I turn over to die. So Gabriel, wait a minute. You said you're not going to do this anymore. You said, Le'oisiv oy lekalul eso adam bavur adam. You're not going to destroy. You understand ki yetsa leva adam ramen urav. You said so yourself. So why do I have to go turn over Sodom for? It's not your fault. You have a yetsa hara and you said, that's the way it is. Why should I go? So David said, wait a minute. There's somebody down there who I want you to visit. I want you to stop over by this yid. His name is Avraham Avinu. And he has a very nice house. And I want you to stop over by that house. Listen, do me a favor. So Gabriel comes to the house. And And all of a sudden, Yoret Lekrasa, and he's running after them. Shlishi Lemilosa, he's running after them. Come inside, come inside. Yukachnoma Atmayim, Rachzer Aglechem, Vishanu Tachase Aids. A little bit, just please, Achat Havoiru, I'm not going to hold you up. Just stay a little bit, then you can leave. So they say, Kain Tase Kasha Dibarta, just a little. Hey, don't overdo it, please. Kasha Dibarta, exactly. And what happened? Avrami runs over here, brings them chalos, and he brings them Ben Abok al Arutz. Avrami's running all over the place. Then Gavriel said, "Oh, that's already something else." Zot the Sephorno. Listen good to the Sephorno. Zot the Sephorno. After the whole story, Zot the Sephorno. Vayokumu mishom ho'anoshim. Vayashkifu al penei sedoi. Frek the Sephorno, why does it have to say Mishom? Vayakumu ho'anoshim. Vayelchute, and they went. Vayakumu Mishom. Vayashkifu. What do I need it for? Look at the words of Sephorno. Vayakumu Mishom ho'anoshim. Ponu mi beis hachesed. They turned away from a home of kindness. Vayashkifu al pnei sedayim sheho yehefech. It was the opposite of beis shel Avraham Avinu. That's the vayashkifu, and that's the mishom. Now they said, you know, oh, you're right. People, the hashkofa, vayashkifu al pnei sedayim. They had a different look on sedayim. Till now, Gabriel had his own look on sedayim. You know, yetzaleva adam, it's not his fault. It's okay. Vayakumu mishom. When they left Avraham Avinu's house, Vayashkifu al pnei sedayim, he looked totally different on sedayim, and they wiped out sedayim. That's one shot. I got a little bite to the parsha.
Why did Pasha go and destroy the whole world, just one town, as opposed to Bari
Mabu? It wasn't so bad. I was saying maybe that's why that was the difference why you're allowed to destroy this. Oh, yeah, there's probably other kashas that I got. You're right, for sure. Then it says, Hashem Amar, Abisha tells, right? Could I hold back from Avraham Avinu what I plan to do over here? Right? Okay. Then it says, "Va'avram hoya yil legagodol va'otim is going to be for a great nation." V'nimru chuvay kol goyeh yoretz. What's that pussy doing over here? Hamachas ani mi Avram hashani yoseh. Should I hold back what I plan to do and then go on? No, let me tell you. Va'avram hoya yil legagodol va'otim v'nimru chuvay kol goyeh. What's that pussy doing here? So Rashi is that kasha. Rashi two terutzim. Medrash agoda zecher. Tzadik, Livracha. I mentioned Avraham Avinu. Just want to let you know he's a great man. Like Agavurcha, I mentioned his name. Ah, Tayri Yid, Choshev Yid. Okay, that's one pshat. That means another pshat. But the kash is a shver. Why does it say Avraham Hoyeh after Machasa? Second question is, what was the whole point? The Eibishter says, how could I not tell Avraham Avinu that I'm going to turn over Saddam? Why? Why was the Eibishter so interested in telling Avraham Avinu what he plans to do? Why? Pashim Shah, you would say, that's a David. He'll feel so bad. He didn't tell me. I would have David. What Yitzhak did. But the Eibishter knew that the tefillahs are going to be for naught. The tefillahs are not going to help anyone. So why make Avraham Avinu go through the whole aggravation and David and David, and then he ends up with a nothing? Don't tell them. Forget about the whole story. And let them go by to finish. The whole thing is hard to understand. So I saw a pshat from a Pshia Belzer. It's such a beautiful word. He says, Avada de Eibishtenu. The Eibishtenu knew that the tefillahs are not going to help. But the Eibishtenu wanted to teach us a gewaldige lesson. And many times in life, when we daven for things, We daven for children, we daven for this, we daven for that. And it doesn't help. It doesn't get answered. So it bothers us. What happened to it? Like, where is it wasted? What's going on? So the Torah never wasted. I want Avraham Avinu to daven not for Sedayim. It's not going to help. But Avram hoya yeh legoy gadol va'atzom. He's not by himself, Avram Avinu. He's going to have a tremendous nation. Great people, wonderful people. I want his davening because I need it. I need it for that goy gadol atzom v'roif. That's why I want it today. I saw a story, let me take a story with Rabbi Levine. There was this woman, a distraught woman that comes knocking on the door by Rabbi Levine. He says, please, please, Rabbi, I need to cry. Could I cry in your house? So Rabbi says, you could cry in my house, but not to me. You could cry, but you got to cry to Hashem. But you could come in my house, but you got to cry to Hashem. Okay, fine. She comes into the house, and she's crying. Her husband is never in the hospital, and the doctors gave up, and he's going to be nifta, and she's like, smashed, she's crying. So Rabbi Levine tries to make you feel good, they should help him, don't worry, it'll be fine, this and that. And that. He's nifta. Passed away. So Rabbi Levine goes to be Menachem Ovel. She's distraught, tries to calm her down. And then finally she says, Rebbe, I accept your nechama, but I have one tasha. What happened to all my tefillas? What happened to all my tears? What happened to all my tilling? Was gone? So Rabbi Levine told her this thing. So Rabbi Levine, nothing is gone. Everything is counted for. It's all upstairs. And when you're going to come upstairs, after 120 years, they're going to show you all the different xeris, whether it's on your family, or was on Klal Yisrael, or wherever it was, that your tefillos to life, that didn't have to happen. She was so taken back at those words. She felt so good, says in the story over there, that she was so happy that she said, she came back a few days later, and she said, could you tell me those beautiful words over again one more time? She was so excited. See, mommy felt so devolving. Nothing is wasted. We don't know. It's hard to live, but we have to believe it. That's what the pasuk is telling you. Avram hoya hoya legoy gadol. That's what we need. His tefillas. Next pasuk, ki yadativ. I like Avram Avinu a lot. Rashi loshen chibas of Rashi. Why? Lamana she yitzav es bonav es beisay acharav. Because he commands his children and his family, v'shomru derech Hashem, and they keep the word of Hashem, lasit stokom mishpah. In other words, I love our Rabbi, and why? Because he's mechanech his children, he's mechanech his household. So I had two auras on the pasuk. One bothered me, what's the lashon l'man asher yitzave es bonav? Usually, a father, melamed es bonav, he teaches his children. That's it. The nusach would have been a little bit, you teach your children, you machanach your children. Yitzav es bonav sounds more like a king. Yitzav es bonav. But what really bothered me is, what's the word acharav? You should say, Laman yitzav es bonav es beisai. I need the word acharav. I mean, that's bonav and beisai is his acharav. What do I need the word acharav for? So I was thinking it could be the job of chinuch is to mechanech a child, not just when you're there. You can mechanech a kid to behave and to be good and to go to shul and daven when you're there. So he looks over the shoulder, oh, my father's there, I'll behave. But how about when you're not there? How about when the father is in a different town, different country? Or even after he passes on, how does the kid behave then? Zokti Teira, Avraham Avinu is mechanech the children, acharav. Even after he's not there anymore. And you don't see him. The kid feels yitzav. He feels like it's a tzavah. He feels so connected to what his father taught him that he doesn't have a choice. He just has to keep it. That's the mile of acharon. I'm going to tell you a story. When I was a Rebbe in South Falls, a nice Rebbe for 20 years. So I had a boy in the class. That was a tremendous bar mitzvah. Tremendous. I tell you, I was teaching him for a few years. And this kid really stood out. His mitzvah, the way he cared for all the boys, it was mishurdek, really amazing. So when they had PTA, I met the father. So I asked the father, what's the trick? What'd you do? And the kids are real tremendous bomb eaters. Why, how'd you get them to be such a bomb eater? So the father's like this. The father said, when the kid was a little kid, I used to take him to shul. You walk into shul, you have the chamashim, tzedurim. So the normal instinct is you take a chumash, you take a siddur, and you go to your seat. I would tell him, I would say, David, why are you only taking one? One chumash and one siddur? There's about four or five people that sit by our table. Take four chumash. Take four siddur. Put it down by the table. It's an easy thing to do. And he would constantly do these opportunities whenever he saw an opportunity to hint it a nice way. He would hint to the kid, think about the other guy, not just yourself. And this kid, today is a balbos and this and that. The chasodim that he does, betzina. Namish betzina. I heard from other people, it's mishunity. It all comes from acharov. The father wasn't in Fallsburg, the father was at home, the father wouldn't know what the kid was doing, but he did such a chinuch to the child. He was so mitzavah the child that even acharov, when the father wasn't even there, the father's not living anymore. And this kid just had that chinuch that he kept it on afterwards. As another, right, so let's go right to the parsha, and you'll see like this.
Is it a little like the Mustiv Neshalavim?
No, I'm sorry?
Like the
Mustiv Neshalavim? Right. That's right. Same concept, right? He always had in his mind, even when Yosef was away from his father. Exactly right.
That's more pachat.
This is more midas. I think you're talking about more midas. That's true. Right. And the pasuk goes on. Avraham Avinu davens, right? He davens and he davens. You look at the nusach atfila, ooh like this and ooh like that. And please Hashem, don't be angry at me. One more time. Anochi offer ve'efer on and on. The tefila is beyond belief. And he davens. Fine. Okay, didn't help. Wipe out stuff. And you get to a pasuk, Perek Yutes, pasuk Chav Zayin. All wiped out. Loit ran away. His wife, Natin Nitziv Melach, fine. By Yashkim Avram Babaykim. Avram Avinu gets up in the morning. El Hamokim Asher Omad Shom Es Penei Hashem. He goes back to that place that he stood and he davened by the Eibishter. What's he doing there? He looks around, he sees al penei eretz hakikar vayar, and he sees vihine olah kitar aretz. The smoke of the land is kikitar akibshon, and that's it. Why did he go back there? Just to take a look? What does it sound like? He went back to the place. Why? Vayashkev. I can't believe it. It really happened. I'm stunned. Go back to look. A little funny. What does it mean? Furthermore, the Gemara in Brachas brings down this pasuk, and the Gemara says the following: Kol akiveya mokom litfilosei. Whoever is kiveya, a place to daven, as a kviyas mokom to daven, elokei Avram ba'Israel. The Eibishter of Avram will help him, and it brings this pasuk down. Vayashem v'ger elamokom Hashem v'Hashem espanei Hashem. Sounds like Kipshute. If you read the Gemara Kipshute, what does it sound like? Kaveh Amokam Litfilosai. The Abraham and Avram will help you. Just like Avram was Kaveh Amokam for davening. As if to say, Avram went back to that place to do what? To daven, right? That means he went here to daven. But he didn't want to daven stam over there. He went back to the place where he davened once before. And he davened now a second time. But that's very schwer. Because the pasuk doesn't say he davened. But he says, Vayashkev. Where's the tefillah? Where's the davening? What's Pshat Gemara? Let's say Pshat Gemara, I'll tell you a story. The story goes like this. There was this yid who his child was playing in a park, playing baseball, and by mistake, one kid hit the bat and didn't realize that the other kid was standing right there, and he whacked the bat and hit the kid in the head. And the kid, Elena, was in a coma. This happened in 2012. He was in a coma about 10 weeks or so. And never the kid was lifted. A year later, the parents decided to make Achnosis Efetere Lila Nishmas their child. So they went back together, wrote a Sefer Torah. It's very beautiful, fantastic, dancing and everything. The Rav, who was close to the father, Moshe Rabinowitz, not living anymore, and Moshe Rabinowitz went over to the father in the middle of the dancing. And he turns to the father and he says, could you please share with me your thoughts? Tell me what you're thinking. Tell me how you feel. So the father, tears in his eyes, turns to the right motion and says, I'll tell you. I was thinking about a story. A story with the Kloisenberger Rebbe. The story goes like this. The Kloisenberger Rebbe was in a concentration camp called Mulldorf. And he was there for 9 months. Gefährlich, the torture, the pain that he went through. Gefährlich. After 9 months, the Mulldorf concentration camp was liberated. And the Yidden were taken out of that concentration camp and they were lined up to be deported by trucks to the DP camp called Fulldorf. Fulldorf DP camp. Fine, they're waiting in line. While they're waiting, the closing Rebbe turns to the person next to him. Says, Ich hab etwas vergessen. Ich hab etwas vergessen in the barrack. You could hold my place. Ich kim bald zurück. But right back. Ich hab etwas vergessen in the barrack. The guy looks, etwas vergessen? You didn't have anything to forget. Never mind forget. Was the Rebbe vergessen? The Rebbe didn't answer. Rebbe, before he turns around, the Rebbe's gone. Rebbe goes into the barrack. 20 minutes later, the Rebbe comes back. What's the Rebbe forgetting? Nothing. The Rebbe didn't say a word. Okay, so they go on with life. Many, many years later, Kloisenberger Rebbe was already in the United States, and this Yid made his way to the Kloisenberger Rebbe. Comes to the Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, what's the Rebbe forgetting? What's the Rebbe forgetting? So the Rebbe said, I will tell you. So the Rebbe, when we were in those barracks, yeah, the torture is horrific. I lost my wife, 11 children, thousands of Chassidim, totally empty. I had nothing. One thing I had. I had the Rabbeinu Shalom. I had the Eibishter. Every single day, I would have a spot in the barrack where I would daven to the Eibishter. And that was my life source and nothing else. And I developed such a kesher, such a closeness to the Eibishter, it was unbelievable. Mamish amazing. And now I was leaving. I missed that. I wanted to go back to relive that closeness, that kesher that I had then, so I could take it with me the rest of my life. Because I don't know if I'll have such a chance again. Yeah. So we're back, 20 minutes, we're back to that place, just to relive that connection with the Eibishter, now I could go on. This Yid, when he's doing the Achnosis Sefer, he turns around Moshe Rabbeinu and he says, that's how I felt. Here I am dancing with the Sefer Torah. But those 10 months or 10 weeks that I was in the hospital, my son was in a coma, and didn't budge from his bedside, my wife and I, and we dabbed and we dabbed and we cried and we cried. I was so close to the Eibishter. I felt like, ain't no movada, there's no doctors, no nothing, there's nobody else except the Rebbeinu Shammai. That kesher I had. So right now, I'm winding myself in the story from the Rebbe. Trying to relive that connection that I had with David. So I was thinking, maybe that's the pshat too. Avraham Avinu had such a kesher with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam when he davened. You read the words, "Ulayim Motza, Ayicha." Don't be angry. Ach, hapam, I beg you, please. And look at a Sephardim, a mighty dick of Sephardim. So up to Sephardim, after Moshe, after Rabbeinu finished davening, Vayelech Hashem, Kashekila, Ledaber El Avram. So up to Sephardim, Himtin Shom Avram. Avram Avinu waited there. V'loy hifsik kavonas l'nevuah. He didn't want to lose that connection that he had to that nevuah with the Eibishter. Ad nistalek hashchina. I'm not leaving, said Avram Avinu. I'm staying here. You leave Eibishter, I have no choice. I have to leave. But I'm not going. That connection that I have with you, I don't want to leave. V'yelech Hashem, oh, v'Avram shav l'mkaymeh, said the Sephardim. So now we understand. Avraham Avinu went back. Ayashi Avraham Baboiker. El Amokam Asha'omad Shom Es Panei Hashem. I won't have another opportunity like I had that. I want to go back to that spot. So I can relive that connection that I had with the Eibishter. So that's the Pshan in the Gemara now. Kol HaKivei Amokam L'Tfilosai. Meaning, if a person davens with a kviyas mokim, he makes his davening like, there's nothing else. This is the spot. This is where I'm connected. I don't lose that kesher with the Eibishter. If you do that, like Avraham Avinu did, Araya, he wanted to go back to that place. Not he davened now. There's a raya that his tefillah was such a tefillah, was a kviyas mokim. Okay, Avraham Ezra, the Eibishter will help. 2 minutes? A little work. In the Haftarah. In the Haftarah. I have to tell you this word. I heard it from Rabbi Berg Zatzal. This is such a mighty word. Yeah, you go through the Haftarah. It's a long Haftarah, Geshmak Haftarah. It's a nice story, at least. You know, sometimes Haftarah is long, but.
What is it on?
It's a Geshmak. It's with Isha Hashunam. With Alisha, with Chaya Mesa. A nice story. But look at the ending of the story. By Yikra El Gechazi. After he was, Elisha was Machai Mace with the boy. Vayikra al Gehizi, Vayame Krelan of Shunamis Hazais. Call over. Vayikra goes over. Vatobe Yelo. And she comes. Was it Elisha? Vayame? Sibenech. Like, next. That's what you call it? Sibenech. And not only that, go by the last person to get after you, right? Vatobe, Vatipa la Raglo, Vatishtachu Orza. Vati says, but no, Vatei. When I say you end the story, Vati says, but no, you told me Sibin Ech? I got it. No problem. Pick up the kid, out the door. What is it? What's it mean? See, it's such a beautiful word. He said, Elisha told this Isha. Next year, at Rebecca's bank, they're going to have a child. Fine. What happened with this child? He's in the field. He's working with his father in the field. And Reishi doesn't feel good, and the whole story. So Elisha said to the lady, I didn't give you a child to put him in the field. That's not what the destiny of this child is. Si'ibenech, he'll lift up that child. Don't do that. He has potential, he's a great kid. Si'ibenech, lift him up. Make a bench out of him, do something good with him. He says, but no, yeah, I got the message. You know who this child became?
Vadia.
Close?
No, which
that was the husband. The husband was Zavadi. Aisha Zavadi, you know? I'll give you a hint. Alicia told her next year at Chavekes Bain.
Huh?
Chavaku.
Chavaku.
At Chavekes Bain. Chavaku. Ati says, but no, don't put him out in the field. He has potential. He's going to be a great kid. Si'i b'neich. Ati says, but no, Ati. That's where Rebbe said.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. That's good. That's good.